All right, so we saw the ultimate troll tweet here. We love this thing. Manish Mehta, New York Daily News. Just talked to him the other day at NBC. Current starting quarterbacks in AFC East from projected best to worst 2019. Sam Darnold, number one. Tom Brady, number two. Josh Allen, number three. Luke Falk, number four. And to explain himself, I will bring you now Manish Mehta, who joins us on the phone. Manish, it's Maloney, four in, Ben Volen from The Globe. You were laughing with yourself, right, when you tweeted this thing out?
Are you guys killing me over this?
No, we're laughing with you, I hope. Yeah.
We realize this is your only recourse at this point in time.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady is not going to be incredible until death, right? I mean, can we agree on that?
At this point, I don't know. I think he's Dorian Gray.
Yeah, I think, look, sooner or later, clearly he wasn't the same player. I know they won the Super Bowl. He's a great player, without a doubt. But hey, would it shock you if he was not the best quarterback in the AFC East this year?
Yes, Manish.
Wait, Manish, yes. hold on.
Yes, it would.
Was this tweet serious? Or were you?
Absolutely. Did you guys watch Sam Darnold play this year?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Yeah. That Detroit game was awesome.
Outside of one or two games.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, no, yeah, three, four games. Yeah.
He sucked.
Yeah, I think, Manish, I think you're so desperate to have anything that you're forcing the Sam Darnold issue before he's ready. I mean, I get it. We were all laughing about it because your sense of humor is all you have.
They do have Le'Veon Bell. You'd anticipate that Gronk isn't coming back, right?
Nah, we're not there yet.
Oh, I'm at 90% no. So, yeah, maybe I should jump ship.
Bruce Ellington and Maurice Harris doesn't scare you?
Right. Look, so he loses Gronk. I know that he's got Hall of Famer Julian Edelman on his side. But for the most part, you know, he's losing his best offensive weapon. The Jets are getting, one of the top five offensive players in the league to help Sam Darnold this year, who's entering his second season. I don't think it's, you know, out of the realm of possibility that Sam Darnold could have a really good season in 2019 and Tom Brady could take, you know, a couple steps back at the age of, 70?
Manish, when was the last time you were this excited about a Jets quarterback and a Jets offseason?
The last one.
No, Sam Darnold's the best quarterback that I've covered in the last 10 years, without a doubt. There's not a close second.
Better than Sanchez.
Much better than Sanchez. Not even close. Even when Sanchez was winning games, it wasn't because of Sanchez. It was because they had a great running game and a great defense and a great offensive line. Now, Sam Darnold's clearly an extremely talented player who I think is going to take a step forward in his second season. I just think it's funny because, look, I love Tom Brady. He's the best quarterback in the history of football, but he is, in all seriousness, he's 41 now? I lost track.
He'll be 42 this fall, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, so he'll be 42. He's born like in July or whatever it is, right? So he cannot, and he clearly was not the same player as he was the prior season. They won the Super Bowl, so you can't say that he wasn't great. But he clearly was not. You watched every snap of him this past season. Did you think that he was the same player he was in 2018 as he was in 2017?
No, he wasn't as good. And maybe the injury was dealing with an injury, dealing with, you know, influx of weapons around him, inconsistent. I don't know. But if you think Darnold could has a chance to be better than Brady, are you taking it the next step forward and saying the Jets will challenge the Patriots in the division?
Well, I think the Jets can be in a playoff conversation. And to me, that means 9-10 wins. I mean, if you're a 9 or 10 win team, you're always kind of hanging around. You're always going to be, you know, a possible playoff team. So I think that's kind of where this team is going to ultimately fall, assuming that Le'Veon Bell doesn't get hurt. If they're going to get 9 or 10 wins, they've got a legitimate chance of being a wild card team. And if something happens in New England, maybe winning the division. But I would say, you know, to be fair about it, you'd obviously say that the Patriots are a better team right now, but I don't think it's outrageous to think that Sam Darnold's going to make a leap in his second season, especially with a guy like Le'Veon Bell beside him.
Okay, I have one request, and maybe you could help me out with this, and I think it'll actually do that franchise some good. So at the draft, when somebody, a next player comes up and represents the Jets, can you please make sure they know how to spell Jets?
J-E-T-E, Jets!
Just make sure that happens, okay? And then there will be no more jokes.
Look, I've got to be honest with you. Tony Richardson, who is the guy that you just played, former fullback, really great player for the Chiefs, and then a little bit later with the Jets, he's actually one of the smartest, I know you guys are going to laugh at this, and you probably should, he's actually one of the smartest players that I've been around over the last decade, so I don't know. He had a brain cramp. What are you going to do? The guy had a brain cramp? Maybe he never won a spelling bee. Hey, that's embarrassing, no doubt. That's embarrassing. But, you know, all that being said, I think that this quarterback is the real deal. I've been public about it. I think he's legitimately got a chance to be a real difference maker in this league. We'll see if it happens in year two or three, but I don't think this is a situation where you're going to have a repeat of Mark Sanchez. I certainly don't think, when you look around the division, this is a Ryan Tannehill type of player. Now, this is a guy who can be a game changer. It's just a matter of how quickly that can happen.
All right. He's Manish Mehta, New York Daily News. Manish, thanks for the time, buddy.